USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is speaking to supporters in Georgia Saturday night at the Georgia National Fairgrounds. The former president hosting a Save America rally.
1 year from now, Georgia is going to be a central battleground in our fight to rescue our beloved nation. You have great, great people running. Many of them are right here. Hello, Marjorie. With your help, we're going to take back the House and send Nancy Pelosi back to San Francisco.
Lawmakers are looking to form a permanent office under the Secretary of Defense dedicated to investigate UFOs. It might sound like the X-Files, but this is real life. A proposal to create just such an office is contained in the fiscal 2022 National Defense Authorization Act passed Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
In the House, GOP leadership is urging the party to vote no on the bipartisan infrastructure bill that will come up for a vote next week. Iowa Congressman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business to explain the reasons why she's not in favor of the bill.
It's triggering inflation. It's horrible for our economy, and it's not the right time to be spending this much money on policies Americans don't want or need right now.
On Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Democrats also reached agreement on a framework to pay for a larger budget package. Longtime Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa announced he's running for re-election. Grassley making the announcement on Twitter Friday, saying he has a lot more for Iowa. The 88-year-old senator was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 1980, during the Carter administration. Grassley set to face former Iowa Representative Abby Finkenbauer, who called Grassley a coastal elite. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, we're finding out some new details about President Biden and the border.
Having established earlier in the week that President Joe Biden has never once visited the southern U.S. border, Fox News' Peter Ducey tried on Friday to obtain a definitive answer to the question of why from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Why is this the one crisis, then, that he thinks he can manage better from here without having seen it than going to the southern border?
I can assure you the president is well aware of what the challenges are in our broken immigration system, something he watched closely over the last 4 years.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Multiple Democrats are pushing for cleaner energy along with the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. Michigan Congressman and member of the House Labor and Education Committee, Andy Levin, says those who work with non-renewable energy need to be remembered.
For the American economy to be firing on all cylinders, we need everybody working. So let's make sure we take care of those coal and oil and other workers right out of the gate, and then I think we'll have a lot better ability to move towards renewables as quickly as possible.
The Democrats speaking there on Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.